I'm going to go over there to take the detonator charge out of that warhead. There's only one way to stop me, and you won't do it. Tahiri switched off her lightsaber, then back on so fast that Ben barely had time to lean out of the way before the blade extended where his throat had been a moment before. But the follow-through never came, and Ben's head remained firmly attached to his shoulders. Close. I'll give you that. The way Ben's heart was hammering, he felt like he might die of fear, even if Tahiri didn't kill him. But he was willing to take that chance. He leaned around the blade and started knee-walking toward the warhead again.
But not close enough. When you come back to the Order, we'll get Uncle Han to teach you a few things about bluffing.
Tahiri sighed, then switched off her blade.
I'm not coming back to the Order, Ben. No? Then what are you going to do? Become some kind of bounty hunter?
Ben reached the warhead and began to dig it out.
Because you know Kydus isn't going to take you back.
Yeah, but I'm done with him, she said bitterly. I'm done with all Solos.
Tahiri hung her lightsaber on her belt, then removed a glow rod and shined it up the water-filled tunnel.
Is anybody going to be looking for me down here? I'd rather not get killed trying to sneak away.
You won't, if you help me with this, Ben said,
grunting as he struggled to turn the warhead so that he could reach the access panel.
They forgave me.
Yeah? Well, you were just a kid, and you still are.
Tahiri knelt in the water next to Ben, then used the force to spin the warhead so the access panel was facing them.
It'll be different for me.
Probably,
Ben allowed.
It'll take time, and you'll have to answer for your actions. But they will forgive you. I promise.
I'm not sure that promise is yours to make, Tahiri said.
Before Ben could answer, a loud splash sounded nearby, and Ben looked over to see a rope dancing next to him.
If you're gonna run, you better do it now, Ben said. I'll tell them you drowned and floated away or something.
Tahiri's brow rose.
You'd lie for me?
If you want me to, Ben said. And don't worry, I'm a lot better at it than you are. That's one thing Jason taught me that I haven't forgotten yet.
Then a bright light began to shine down on them, and Taryn's voice echoed down from above.
Move and you're a dead woman, she warned. Ben, get away from her.
Ben looked up to see the Hapen rappelling swiftly down the shaft, holding the rope in one hand and her blaster rifle in the other.
It's okay,
he called up.
She's with us.